The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Maseches Shkalim has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meima Rachel Aleha HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ad Meya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Shkolim Daf Kaf Aleph. The Mishnah on Kaf Aleph on the base describes the paroiches, the curtain in the base of Mikdosh, which became tomei with a vlada tuma. One has to be tovel it in the mikvah. We must build the paroiches in a mikveh in order to make it tohor again. Now the Mishnah says that the paroiches was 40 amas long and 20 amas wide. And adds the Mishnah, Shlosh Meos Koyanim Matbili Noso. It took 300 Koyanim holding on to it to put it in the mikveh if it became Tomei in order to make it Tohar. And numbers for him quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon a fascinating Cheshbon account of why it was that it took actually 300 Koyanim to be matbili it in the mikveh. And the Cheshbon goes like this. What was the circumference of the paroiches? Well, it was 40 amas long and 20 amas wide. That means that the entire circumference was 120 amas. 40 along, then 20 across, then 40 along, and then 20 across. Altogether, 120 amas. The Gemara in Erev in Daf Talad quotes Rabbi Yehuda saying that there were two measurements of amor in the Beis HaMikdosh. When they measured the building itself, the Amas HaBinyan, they used an amor which was 6 tefachim long. However, when they measured the kelim, they used an amor of 5 tefachim. Now, the paroiches wasn't part of the building. The proof being that it became tomei. Anything which is part of the building is mechubel lekarka, can't become tomei. Here, the paroiches can become tomei and will need to be tabled in a mikvah. So, says the Gaon, presumably it was a keli. In that case, it was measured with an amor of the amas kelim, which was 5 tefachim long. And therefore, if the circumference of the paroiches was 120 amas, and each amah was amas akelim, was 5 tefachim, then altogether, all the way round, the paroiches were in fact 600 tefachim. That's 120 times 5, so it was 600 tefachim all the way round. Now, tefach is the breadth of one hand. So if you grasp the edge of the paroiches with one hand, you've taken up one tefach of the edge of the paroiches. If you grasp the edge of the paroiches with two hands next to each other, you've taken up two tefachim. So now if you have 600 tefachim all the way around, and you have people grasping onto it hand next to hand all the way around, you'll have in fact 300 people standing next to each other with their hands next to each other, all outstretched and holding on to the paroiches. If each person takes up two tefachim, one for each hand, then 300 koyanim altogether could hold on to 600 tefachim's worth of circumference of the paroiches. And that, as the Gaon, is why the Mishnah says it took 300 koyanim to be matbili in the mikveh, because 300 koyanim can hold on to 600 tefachim of paroiches and put it into the mikveh. So it works out the exact cheshbon. Now, the Sefer Daf al Adaf quotes from the Ostrovtsa Rebbe in the Sefer Meir Eini Chachovim Chelik Aleph Simon Tzadik Tessiv Got Nalef. An interesting ha'ora on this. But although when you hold onto the paroiches, each hand takes up one tefach's width of the paroiches, but surely when the kohenim are standing next to each other, it doesn't quite work out, because the width of a person's body is more than two hand breadths. And therefore, although his outstretched hands would only take up two tefachim, if they stood next to each other, lechera, you would need more room. It simply wouldn't fit. So Ostrovtsa comes up with a very fascinating cheshbon. He quotes a Gemara in Erev in Daf Nun Gimel. There, Rebbe says that when we learned Torah of Erev Elozov in Shamua, Hayinu Yoshvim Shisho Shisho Ba'amo, we would sit together six people in each amo, in each square amo lechera. Pirush Rashi, Shayinu Miskavim Mishmoa Mipiv B'doichim Zed Zed. We would squash together to get near to hear what Rabbi Elozov ben Shamua was saying. And when we were squashed, we managed to fit together six people in one square amo. So you see from here, says the Ostrovtsa, that six people can squeeze B'shas Adchak and push each other and squeeze into one square amo. Now a square amma is 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, which is 36 square tefachim. So if 6 people can fit into 1 square amma, that means 6 people can fit into 36 square tefachim. That means each person can squeeze into 1/6 of 36, which is 6. So each person, if he wants to, can squeeze himself into 6 square tefachim. Now, the Gemara in Erev in Daf Yud Gimel says that anything, there it's specifically talking about something round, any circle which has a circumference of 3 tefachim has a diameter of 1 tefach. Now, as the Mephoshim will point out, this is not exactly accurate, because in fact the diameter is pi. If the circumference is 3, if the diameter is 1, then the circumference will be pi, which is actually 3.1415, and not 3. And therefore the circumference is 3, the diameter will be a little less than 1. But it's an approximation. The Gemara doesn't mean to be exact, according to the most Mephoroshim. And the idea is that in general, the erech, approximately, something which has a circumference of 3, has approximately a diameter of 1. Now, says Shostrovta, if each person can squeeze himself, if he has to, b'shas v'chakik, squeeze himself into 6 squared tefachim, so if the circumference of this is 6, then the diameter will be 2, because if the circumference of 3 produces a diameter of 1, the circumference of 6 produces a diameter of 2. So from across, he will actually take up 2 tefachim. If across, he will take up 2 tefachim, then, although a person normally is wider than that, we see from the Gemara in Erevin, if you can squeeze yourself, you can push yourself into an area where the width is only 2 tefachim. So again, says Ostrovta, not only do your hands, one next to each other, take up 2 tefachim, but if you squeeze yourself, you can manage to squeeze yourself into 2 tefachim as well. And if that's the case, says the Ostrovta, now we understand that just like the Gaon says, if 300 Kohenim put their hands on the next to each other, one next to each other, or on the parochus, they could exactly fit onto 600 tefachim around that side of the parochus. Even though the bodies would normally take up more room, if the b'shas v'chak, since they squash themselves together, they could each one fit into 2 tefachim width as well. And therefore, again, the cheshbon would be okay. I must say, from a mathematical point of view, this cheshbon is a little bit difficult. And the reason is because the Gemara in Erevin is talking about something which is circular, where the circumference, that means the line going around the circle is 3, then the diameter of the line going across will be 1. But something which is 6 squared tefachim does not have a circumference of 3, of 6, and then therefore a diameter of 2. The area is 6 squared tefachim, but the circumference will be different depending on the exact shape. Even if it was a circle, it would be different. And if it was a circle of 6 square trochim, using the calculation that the area of a circle is pi r squared, it comes out that the diameter of a circle of 6 square trochim would in fact be 2.76 tefachim, and not 2 tefachim, as the Ostrovta suggests. So Ostrovta gets to 2 because he assumes that the circumference of an area of 6 square trochim is going to be 6. And therefore the diameter is 2. But in fact, if it is a circle and the area is 6 square tefachim, it comes out mathematically that the diameter will actually be 2.76 tefachim. And therefore, even if each person squeezes himself into an area of approximately 6 square tefachim, the Chori's diameter will be more than 2, his width across will be 2.76. And so it would still be difficult how exactly it would work. Lichoira, the more simple explanation would be that they wouldn't stand shoulder to shoulder. They would stand with the hands one next to the other, but as far as the shoulders were concerned, they would perhaps stand one further out and one further in, and then one further out and one further in. And therefore, with outstretched hands, they could all hold on to 2 tefachim's worth of the circumference of the poreches. But nonetheless, shoulder to shoulder, it wouldn't be a problem because they weren't actually standing shoulder to shoulder. They were in and out and in and out, such that there was enough room for everybody to stand, a bit squashed, but it would still work out in the chayr. There are another couple of auras on this cheshbon of the Gaon. One of them is posed by the Yifei Naim and Sechas Tomid Kaf Tes Amud Aleph and others, who point out that the Gaon, they say in the name of the Gaon, that the Parochus, since it was a Keli, was measured with the amma of 5 tefachim, and therefore 120 ammas around would be 600 tefachim. However, as we noted before, The Am of the Binyan was 6 tefachim. Now the Parochus was made to fit the Pesach Ha'ulam of the Binyan. And therefore, since the Ulam was measured with an Amo of 6 tefachim, and the Pesach of the Ulam would have been measured with an Amo of 6 tefachim, then surely the Parochus, although it might technically have been a Keli or Raya'i who would tefill it, nonetheless, the Chayor, since it was made to match the Pesach of the Ulam, should also have been measured with an Amo of 6 tefachim, and not an Amo of 5 tefachim. And if that's the case, then it turns out that 120 amos would not be 600 tefachim, it would be considerably more. It would actually be 720 tefachim. And therefore, the Gaon's assumption that because it was a keli, they used an amor of 5 tefachim is lechura at least questionable, because one would have expected to be an amor of 6 tefachim in order that it should match the Pesach of the Ulam. Another interesting question is posed by the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah here in Shkolim, in Yochanan Boaz and Boaz Oiz Dalet. And he points out that our sugi in Yerushalmi here says, "Bishmoyne ushtaim revoy hoisanasis v'chulu revitzko bar bizna b'shem shmua guzma." The Gemara, the Yerushalmi, quotes in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok bar Bizna, that in fact, the name of Shmuel, that in fact is an exaggeration. The number 300 in this context is an exaggeration. It's laf tafka 300. It took a lot of kohenim to hold it and put it in the mikvah, but laf tafka 300. Now, although the Yerushalmi seems to be going on Shmoyne Mishtaim Revo Oysanasis, but the Mefarshim explain that it seems to really be going on the Vechulo, on the next part of the Mishnah, which talks about the 300 kohenim. And in fact, there's a Gemara in Chulin, in the Bavli, which does say that the Mishnah, our Mishnah, which says it took 300 kohenim to be matbil, the parochus is a guzma. And it brings another couple of examples from other Mishnahs about the tapuach in Maseches Midas or Tomid, where there also it discusses how big it was, and it says it uses the number 300, and the Gemara says it was also an exaggeration. So ask the Tiferes Yisrael, if our Gemara says the 300 is an exaggeration, then we have no need for the Cheshbon of the Gaon. The Gaon is taking it very literally and saying it took exactly 300 kohenim, because 300 kohenim holding on to it will be required to put it into the mikvah. But surely the Rishami says that they actually didn't use 300 kohenim, it's only an exaggeration, and it really means a very large amount of kohenim. The son of the Tiferes Yisrael in Hagor, on what his father says, is Miyashid this particular question, and he said it's not so difficult. It's very possible to suggest that when the Gemara says an exaggeration, that means to say that you didn't always require 300 kohenim. It could have been done with less. When the Mishnah says 300 kohenim might be Mitzvah, it didn't mean you needed 300 kohenim. That was an exaggeration. It could have been done with less. But practically speaking, the Gaon came along and said that under the circumstances, it would have been possible for actually 300 kohenim to do it. So in the situation where you wanted a maximum number of kohenim to actually be matpil into the mikveh, the maximum you could have would be 300 kohenim. So if everyone was enthusiastic and wanted to join in, you could allow 300 people at least to be matpil the parochus, each one holding on with two hands, standing next to each other. You would have just enough for 300 people to hold on to a 600 tefach parochus. So therefore, although the Gemara says it's a guzma, it doesn't mean to say necessarily that it wouldn't have taken exactly 300. The guzma is only on how much it would have been required, but practically speaking, you could have fitted 300 people on it, and perhaps there's a suggestion there that if it ever happened, they actually did use 300 kohen, even though they weren't required, because surely everyone wanted to join in the mitzvah of being matbil parochus, and therefore up to 300 kohen would have been able to do this mitzvah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present the shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.